Previously on Short Quest, Long Rest, Good Vibrations.
You're going to be playing 15 Corpses.
And Tropic Strike!
Guys, we might actually be in trouble.
I'm going to use acrobatics because I'm going to fucking launch myself and, like, jump over her.
Don't fucking murder my fucking boss, like, right off the bat.
They are going fucking apeshit.
Everything sucks.
No, he's going to look at the dude. He's like, you should probably leave. And he's going to try to open the doors.
You guys are assholes.
And he points at his eyes.
Fucking do a swing. He ain't going to hit anything.
I will say, this is a family-friendly show.
He's going to run his finger across every door. It's party time.
Ones you know as Mothkala. Okay, I'm going to give it another shot at this name. Letramachanetamol and Seachick, which are these three. As the thing opens, they look surprised, but they don't really move to do anything just yet. They look fucking spent. Like, the Seachick, I think I explained when the first time you saw him, missing a leg, two arms. The Letramachanetamol looks like they have been fucking dried out like this husk and looks weak. And Mothkala, though, looks defiant, still a little fucked up. The big slug thingy kind of wiggles itself out because, again, it said it was pushed, like slammed in this thing. It was squished inside this little cage. The big-ass fucking lizard that's on a rampage does join the combat.
Yay!
Oh, this should be fun.
Yep, and it is immediately ravenous, and its eyes fall on that Aeon guard immediately.
I had a feeling it would.
So, just as a reminder, you all look like Aeon guards.
I mean, I'll drop that shit.
Yeah, I was gonna say Oris dropped it.
Thanks for reminding me.
Yeah.
That's a good idea. Yeah.
Anyways,
it's a glamour projector, so you can just drop it.
That's true. I'm gonna say, is anybody wearing actual Islanti armor? Did anybody have to dress up? Is Aristo? Aristo's got this.
Aristo's out of line of sight. So he's all right, maybe.
Because I have a spell, remember, wardrobe change.
Yes.
True. That's right. So you did that, you dressed up, and that's it, right? Other than that, you were the only three that were really... Oris, oh, you have the hat of disguise,
yeah,
the lot, right?
Yeah, I dropped it when the flight started.
Okay, cool. Okay, so yep, Aristo.
It's on Aristo.
Yep. He's the only one wearing his old armor. This is great. So... But up across the top, those fucking goblins
swarm out.
Are all in.
Get them, boys!
Like an overturned beehive.
Yeah.
It's like someone took a beehive and shook it and then threw it at the ground.
All right, well, hey, three of them rolled really well.
Yeah.
Oh, boo.
So,
oh no, it had to be boo.
Boo.
Hey, technically that works out. It ended up down the thing. I'm just gonna run with it. What they got. So, next up is the big ass fucking lizard, and it goes and just goes to rip this thing apart.
Told you should have left.
So,
you tried to ward him. Oh boy.
Oh, that's sad on a natty 20
dear.
For a second.
That's a plus 11.
Yep.
Oh, boy. Oh, dear. Plus 10 damage. Good lord. That guy is so fucked.
Yeah.
Aristo, change your uniform.
Yeah. Aristo, take it off. He just runs out in his fucking underwear.
Oh, he barricaded the door.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
We're trapped here with him. Yeah.
It's not trapped in here with you. You're trapped in here with it. Which takes him down to, let me see, 17. Oh, fuck. Yeah, that hurt. Okay, sweet. Holy shit. Next up, the Aeon Guard. It is very confused and scared. So it is also going to try to take a 5-foot step, step back, pull out its rifle. It's going to try to shoot at the big lizard.
Oh, good. That's what I want you to
Wait,
do, bud.
Is big lizard
I rolled a 1.
What were you saying, Elise?
I don't think the lizard is in 5 feet of Scree.
Close, but not technically.
Not
I didn't
quite.
Grid this
yeah.
one up. I just kind of like let this one go a little crazy. There are grids, but I was like, ah, fuck it. We'll figure it out as we go.
Yeah, I think 10 feet.
Okay, so that is a natty 1. So we're gonna go ahead. We're gonna roll on the fucking bad table of critical fumbles.
Yeah. Hooray!
Critical fumble. Is that was an energy weapon, right?
Nope.
No, it says you're right. That is KAC. So we're going to do critical failure kinetic. Critical fumble kinetic. And okay, draw 3 results from the critical fumble kinetic table. We got 53, which is get out of my line of fire for 1 round. Then the only attack you can make are covering fire and harrying fire or extreme grenade blast off. You are thrown 2d6 squares in a random direction. You take no damage but are knocked prone. That's absolutely happening. He goes to fucking fire up and his gun just is like womp 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 and fucking just explodes in his hand and he just goes flying straight back and slams into the cages back here near the fucking
Oh lord.
Oh, yeah.
Oh no.
That guy's having a bad day.
Goblins, yeah.
I imagine a pile of angry goblins. View from the bottom, they're just all looking down at him.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, he lands, skids back, looks up, and they just like fucking in a circle. You just see all the heads kind of, you know, like a fucking just perfect circle around him.
They kind of like just watched him slide into their domain.
Yeah.
That slow head turn of, oh, he's in trouble.
Okie dokie.
Ginger, get away from Lizard.
Ginger! What are you doing?
So hold on. Yep. How much do we know about these creatures?
You guys rolled a life science on Vertosh to know what they were. And as far as like that, you know that's an Akeshti. You know it's a Rivener, as it's called, which is essentially they get to they're supposed to bang, and if they don't, they essentially go crazy and just get more and more bulked out and get aggressive and essentially devolve essentially. Into just ravenous beasts. But
there's no way to pull them back from that we know of.
Not that you know of, as far as that goes. But
not that because we're equipped for. Because part of me is debating turning into a Keshti, but I don't know what that would mean.
I won't let it get that weird. But
just bait them somewhere else.
Yeah, so you do what that information is you want. You know what it is, you know what it's going through, you know what its problem is, and you also know that it seems very angry at the moment. But
yeah, so I want to... So I have a movement speed of 40 feet.
Mm-hmm.
No, I have a movement speed of 50 feet.
Nice, that's right. You got the land stride thing added in, right?
Yes.
Nice.
So I am going to flatten myself against the wall, behind Iola.
Nice.
However, before I start moving...
That's like how you got a nickname for her now. Just Iola.
Yeah.
Iola Strela.
I am going to use my standard action to change my form. I can only do up to a medium creature. I'm going to look like an Akeshti. And try to bait that thing over to her. Just like turn into an Akeshti, like a smaller version of what we're seeing.
Just a sexy man Akeshti.
They are normally like normal size. Akeshi are not large until they become Riveners, so that would make sense.
Yeah. So I'm gonna do that, and then I'm gonna flee across the room.
Do you have like flowing like locks, like Fabio?
Lizard locks, like it's scaled, like tile. Scaled dreadlocks.
Oh yeah, that's nice.
Oh.
So normally, in fact, they might. I don't think they're small, but normally they look like this.
Yeah, it's like dragonborn.
Aww. Yeah, they're very dragonborn-esque. Yeah. And then
until
here's
they become
another
King Rage monsters.
Yep, and then they can turn into bees.
But yeah, so it's a move and my standard action.
I love it. Okay, change form. You are now in a Keshti. I would real quick slap that together and change the picture, but I don't feel like it. Moving on, we have a goblin. So, you know what? I might just have them all act in the same round. Yeah, let's just do that. I'm going to take them off or remove combat, and I'm just going to have them all kind of move as like a horde, because I'm not going to sit here and fucking move like 12 of them. So instead, we're going to skip over that real fast. We're going to go to Aristo, and then we'll just have Boo's character kind of be the controller for all of them. So Aristo, Josie, go ahead and play Aristo. What's Aristo doing?
I think Aristo, hearing the orders to change.
Mm-hmm.
Change places. Sorry.
Yep.
He doesn't have anything to change into, and it's, I think it would confuse him too much to change in the middle of a fight.
Yeah.
So he's just gonna open fire on Iola over there.
On old Areola.
Yep, old Areola. Okay, take a shot. Do not miss your chance to blow.
This opportunity comes once in a lifetime.
Yo.
And he hasn't moved at all. So, can I do a full attack?
Oh, nice. Okay. So, yep. Go ahead and click the full attack. So, it'll give you a -4 on each attack.
Yeah, it's not a hit.
That's not going to hit.
I will say, on my end, it said it's Goblin Zapper Leader's turn.
Yes. Yeah, that's what they all... I deleted all of them. And I'm going to go with Boo and have them all work at the same time.
Just a 13 hit.
Iola Strilla EAC does not.
No.
Does not. Okay. So he's like blam blam and or doo doo. And nothing happens.
And then it's gonna flatten himself to the wall.
Sweet. So now comes the goblins, and you see them circle around, and they all just pull out random, like they grab shit off the ground. Explosions have happened now. Things have gone flying in the room. You see them all just kind of reach down and pick up random apparatuses. And we're just gonna say that that's pretty goddamn close to what they normally use anyway.
One of them's just hitting him with like a globe.
Yep. Because they use really shitty fucking blunt like knife instruments anyways. They refer to as dog slicers.
Look, you get to see Scree's family. You get to know where it got it from.
Yeah. Oh, these things don't even have a bonus.
Doesn't make any sense.
I pulled these things legit. This is what they come with. I mean, it actually kind of makes sense. These things are like fucking...
They're goblins.
Space goblins are one-third CR. So I don't even think, without a critical, I don't even think they can fucking actually do any damage. But fuck it, we're gonna treat it like a swarm. And we're gonna say that it does fucking 5 damage. It's gonna be 5. They just fall on the enemy and start stabbing. Does that make sense? Otherwise, they can't even hit that guy. So yeah, they all just fall on him and start like fucking poking and stabbing with just random instruments, just beating the shit out of him. And he'll take a damage for everyone that's beating the shit out of him. So that takes us top of the round, round 3, Scree. Show us how it's done. Take it to the chorus.
Scree's gonna hop up on the little desk here and run around it.
Okay.
And try and leap at this guy's face.
Yeah. Rah! I love it. Go for it. Entropic Strike.
Come on.
Yeah. Oh, that's nice. So close. 19. Hell yeah. Give us that damage.
I'm probably going to use an entropy point for this. Add some extra.
Use as many as you want. Or that's allowed to do.
Yep, so just the 9.
That's interesting. I didn't know that. At level 5, when you do a combat maneuver, you can target EAC instead of KAC. Mm-hmm. That's actually really cool. Like, that's super helpful. Sadoon would love that. If they could fucking target EAC instead. In fact, that one would have actually landed. But yeah, okay, 9 points. Which... No, almost! So close.
Close. I'd be able to add that extra D.
Yep. Always that extra D. Sadoon! This is the one. You know what? No, I'm not gonna talk shit. Sadoon, do it. This is it. Show them how it's done.
You got this, Sadoon.
You didn't leave in the middle of this, dude. Okay, there you are. I wasn't sure if you just packed up your balls and left.
I'm going this to get it. In a flanking position.
Okay.
I'm gonna swing the Dashko again.
Get.
Okie dokie. Just you, the world, this bitch, and a 7. Okay, I have good news and bad news for you. I'm gonna go bad news first. Bad news is... Actually, there is none. 17 hits. Give me some damage!
You need to change that dice.
Yeah, no shit. Maybe you just got changed the color type thing. Maybe that's the problem.
Those golds aren't working. Oh my god.
Natty 1 damage. Fuck. Yes. You just never let me down. I swear to god, you never let me down.
Change them, Lando. Before it's too late.
Yep.
Oh, give me one second. Hold on. I'm thinking of something.
Okay.
Where is it? Because we're level 5. I should have the ability to move, attack, move. I think.
Shot. I think that's shot on the run. Do you have it for melee as well?
It'd be a feat, if anything, I think.
Oh, so I could actually... Actually, now I use the Dashko. Never mind.
You're looking at the fuselage? The little fuselage?
Yep, it's specifically for full attack, too. Gotta remember that. Okay, I'm good.
Good, okay. Okay, sweet. So, hey, you did some damage. No one can tell you didn't do anything.
Now it's Areola's turn.
It is Areola's turn once again, but they start to see things are going a little weird for them. So they're going to take a 5-foot step back again. They are very much aware that they are possibly going to have to get a attack of opportunity from Sadoon. So go ahead and take your swing.
Are they trying to range attack?
Yup.
Sure. It's not going to happen.
Did you change the die? You didn't.
No. I didn't have enough time!
Damn it, Lando.
Natty 3.
I did. It's uncanny.
Okay, so they're going to shoot you.
Oh.
16. Natty 4.
Comedy of errors over here.
I know. It's just like a fucking ridiculous, like, Benny Hill episode over here in this goddamn corner. Okay.
It's all right. You're just waiting for Scree to show up.
Guys, we're about to have that thing come charging down atop of us.
Oh, yes, we're going to be fine. We're going to be fine.
Yep. So, next up is Red. What's Red doing?
Oh, he's going to try and show off. Mm-hmm. He's kind of aware of what's going on over here.
Yep.
So he's going to try and show off and shoot her.
Okay, cool. Give me a shot.
He does this cool, like, kind of spin around and aims the gun, doesn't even wait a second, just...
Like, peeks between his legs and fires. I love it.
Yeah, something very dramatic. We're about to get 2 rolls, so no one will do the second one.
Interesting. 27. Okie dokie. Oh, there it is. Okay, I didn't realize how this played out, but... 27 hits. Give me some damage. Natty 1 for a 5. Hey, still counts. She ain't doing great. So that puts one out. I mean, she's actually doing fine. You haven't even taken half her health yet. So.
Fun.
Yep. She's a bit tough. Next up, that puts us at Oris. Oris, what you doing, you silly boy?
Move there so I can look at her and the door.
Overcharging again. I love it. Natty 19 again, dude. Okay, fuck yeah, that hits. I ain't even try to pretend it doesn't. Hey, you're going after that Yahtzee thing again. 2-2. What's your extra dice? Give me a 2. Show us a 2. Oh, sorry, bud. No Yahtzee. But that is 13 damage. So... Okay. So, and now she's below half. Next up is Mr. Aeon Guard Fightin' Scree. They are going to yell out our favorite term for the Aeon Throne and try to punch ya. Does a 12 hit?
Close, but no cigar.
Well, shit. And then he's going to try to take a 5-foot step back. And he's sad. He's sad. And he yells over to Nevaeh, no! As she gets absorbed by these fucking goblins. Eddie, your turn, buddy.
Can I sense motive on the big-ass giant lizard?
Yeah, give me a sense motive.
Would that take my whole turn?
No, I'll give it to you for free.
Yeah, 26.
Jesus. So, yeah, that's pretty good. I will say that this thing has done nothing but look at Aslanti soldiers since it's come out. Like, as if that's its primary concern, and that's all it's worried about right now. Except when Ginger turned into a male Akeshti, and then I believe you heard it mumble under its breath, snoo snoo. So.
Is it looking at Ginger?
Yes. Oh, absolutely.
Going to attack Ginger.
No, it's looking back and forth between Ginger and Eonestrilla, and it's like, looks to Ginger, smiles, looks to Eonestrilla, growls, looks to Ginger, smiles and bats its eyelashes, then looks to Eonestrilla and growls again.
Well, you made your bed there, Ginger. Good luck.
I'm pretty sure Ginger's fine with mishy mashy bits.
Jesus. God damn it, Josie. You creep me out sometimes. I love you so much, but fuck you. Anyways, so that's your sense motive, but like I said, I gave that to you free. Go for it, what you want to do. Ew.
No, I hate fuck that animatronic picture. Thing.
God, I hate that. Animatronic monkey thing is so goddamn creepy. That is how it looks like Eonestrilla, though. Drops its head.
It's fucking hilarious. Alright. I'm gonna jump jet over this dude.
Yeah, and that's how it looks at Ginger. I'm gonna jump jet over that dude, okay.
I'm gonna jump jet over that dude. And I guess I can try and trick attack. I don't know if it would matter.
Yeah. Can't hurt you. Going for acrobatics with your jump jet?
Sure.
I like it.
Acrobatics. Nope. All right, so just an attack.
No. Okay.
With the Luna Blade.
All right.
So he'll just summon that shit and hit him, try to hit him right in the chest. With it.
Yeah, by the power of the moon, you're going to punish him.
Yep.
Is that a Sailor Moon reference?
That was a Sailor Moon reference. Unfortunately, that is not a hit.
Unfortunate.
14. Yeah, 14 to KAC. Interesting that, I think we've already talked about this, but it's interesting that a Solarian weapon is KAC.
Doesn't make any sense.
Nope. But it's literally a just fucking manifestation of energy, but that's okay.
Zero sense to me, but go ahead.
Yep. So, Vertosh is going to fucking rampage across the goddamn map and is going to Tiak.
Oh lord, she coming.
Going to charge 20 versus KAC, which is a hit. And
the damage.
And it just fucking roars. It's like, yeah! And fucking just comes, like, probably a little deeper than that. But It comes racing across.
No,
you just
it
see
was,
this
it
thing.
Was that one exactly.
Yeah, you just.
It was that exactly.
The She's whole mad. The whole fucking room shakes a little bit on this fucking thing. It's just across the room, fucking juggernaut style. Just you just see it rake its claws across her chest, and it just rips a fucking huge gash straight through the armor. And Eel Estrella is no longer looking great.
Yay!
Fuck. which brings us to the Aeon Guard, who is now in the center of a whole fucking.
Oh God, help me!
Thing of goblins. So I'm gonna have them try to punch them.
How dare you! No, goblin friend, that's definitely
gonna
hit. Oh,
that probably hits.
Yeah, that definitely hits. So, how do I want to challenge this? What do they got? Yeah! You're going to start losing family members here.
I mean, it's fine. You're just going to do nothing but piss Scree off.
Yeah, okay. So, they're like, ah! And they, like, swing, and you see them, like, pop this one up here, and...
Want to roll a d10 and see if it was Boo?
If you want me to. Okay, which one's which? Who do you, Boo, where are we starting?
One, two, three, four, five.
So, Boo is five?
And, one's over here.
Okay. So, one's
five's
there,
over
Boo's
here,
five.
And so, Boo's number three.
Boo's number three? Boo's top right.
Bold move.
Oh, Boo? Boo
yeah,
there?
Boo's there. So, that'd be five and ten. Nope, that's a four. So, right next to Boo gets fucking blasted. So I'm just going to real quick add them to the thing so that I can show them as dead. Blah! And remove
them.
How
are they going to die to 9 bashing?
They have fucking 3 HP. Or 6 HP. I told you, they're 1/3. They're a 1/3 CR. Not even a, like a 1 or a 3 CR. They're a third of a CR.
That was Scree when Eddie met him. He was 1/3.
This is the... You remember the fucking electric monkeys you fought in the first episode? Those were 1/3 CRs as well. Yeah, that's what space goblins are normally.
That was Scree.
Yep. So, unfortunately, that one goes down. Ginger, your turn. What are you going to do now? This is actually... I'm more interested in what the hell you're going to do next.
You know, I've always got something weird up my sleeve.
You do?
But
we love you.
And a cackle that comes with it every time. There it is.
But now that the Vertash has engaged Iola.
Yep.
I want to do a misfire. I want to target her weapon and cause it to misfire.
Nice. Okay.
So it's a DC 14 will object.
I don't even know how that works. We're going to have her roll it.
Oh, she rolls a 19.
You know what, though? How does that work? How does a fucking object roll a will save? Oh, you know what I bet you it is? I bet you it's the roll plus whatever the weapon CR is. I bet you that's exactly what it is. If and I had to guess. So let's see. The tri-laser is... Oh, no. It literally tells you. It has a save DC of 7. So is it that plus 7? I don't even know how that works. Or is it just 7? Like, if yours is higher than the 7, does it just do it?
I mean, does it say flat 7 or plus 7?
It just says flat. It says, on the tri-laser, when I look at it, it says, save DC 7.
What level's the weapon?
5.
Okay.
It's a level 5 weapon. It says it's save DC. Okay, let's see. Let's Google this. Fuck it. Starfinder.
Oh, hold on. Because here's a description. I can target one object that uses batteries or ammunition. Mm-hmm. Check. Is no more than 3 bulk. Check.
Check.
But it has an item level higher than my caster level, because my caster level is only level 1, I think.
Okay. So because it's higher, we do have to roll for it?
No, because it's higher, I can't cast it on it. Damn, that would have been a fun one.
Yeah. Oh, shit. Really? It has to be a lower level than your caster level?
Yeah.
Oh, that was a bummer.
So I would have to focus on becoming a pure caster. No problem. I've got alternatives. It would have been really funny for her to, like, try and
her gun
fire
jam,
into this thing's face and just, like, click, click.
Click, click, boom.
No worries. We've always got something in the backup. So we're going to target Iola with instead a dispiriting taunt.
I love it.
Which is me doing a intimidation check.
Okay.
Which I am a skill expert in.
Oh.
15.
And expertise allows me to add a an additional 1d6 to my intimidation.
Yep.
Did you take the serum?
Huh?
Did you also take the serum? The diplomatic serum? Or I think you took the sneaky one.
I took the sneaky one, I think.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I had said that you guys can activate them when you want to activate them. Like, you get to choose.
Yeah, but I took sneaky serum.
Okay, that's fine.
So we're going to add a 1d6 on there.
You also, it's a 1d6 plus 1. It says at 5th level, anytime you roll an expertise die, you gain plus 1 bonus to the result. So, yep, you get to roll fucking intimidate plus 1d6 plus 1.
That's a 27.
27. So, it is, if I'm not mistaken, what was it? 1 point, her, it's 15 plus her CR times 1, or plus 1.5 times the enemy CR. So she is dead, would be 22. You got her.
All right.
Okay, so what does that make her?
Well, it makes her, let's see.
She's shaking.
Oh, yeah, she's off target and shaken, if I'm not mistaken. Yep. That's awesome. So she takes a negative 2 penalty, trying to roll with attacks, and she also takes... Oh, no. Yeah, shaken. Okay, it's off target if you miss. It's shaken if you succeed, and shaken gives you, like, negative 2 to everything, while off target only gives you negative 2 to your attacks. So, cool. Cool, cool, cool.
Okay. But our insult.
Yes.
And... This is weird, because this is where a little bit of you know, this is her first time being an Akeshti.
Oh, yeah, you're
their first time being an Akeshti. So,
you should see what my wife would do. I think she's going to see you, huh?
Hey.
Kind of sounded like Watto.
Yeah.
Hell, you
I love it. So let's go ahead and give her the shaking condition. Boom. Okay, she's shaking. That's fantastic. Jesus, that takes me back to fucking Nexus Watch. If anybody doesn't know Savage Worlds, that's a big thing. You become shaken when you get hit. So every time these two, fucking Stan and Eric, do the shaker. Snap little fingers!
Fucking Eddie Money.
Yep. Every goddamn time. Okay, so... The goblin crew, now more angry than ever, descends upon this thing and starts beating the shit out of them. And will once again take as many damage as gobbos there are. Oh, another 4 damage. They're not looking great, but they're still alive.
Not for long.
Yeah, I'm say someone better get in there and save them gobbos. I'm gonna kill them all. Next time I might roll for Boo. But that's all they do.
Turn it is.
Scree.
And
do that thing. Do that thing you do.
Immediately. Scree is upset.
Yep.
He doesn't even say anything. He doesn't make a sound. He just like. Eddie probably saw the look on his face when one of the goblins died and was like, oh, that's going to get messy.
Oh, God.
And, yeah.
Piss him off.
22.
Okay, see?
Yes.
Just got him. Oh. Okay, give me damage. I don't think this thing can survive.
9.
That's pretty good.
Had 8 health. Nice. So... Yeah, you come in and just... Well, you tell me. How do you murder this guy? Actually, murder this
Scree lady. Just left Eddie's side, like, completely silently, like, gone. And then leaps over his family member as they fall and just latches onto the guy's throat.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's probably a very bloody session over there, because goblins, when one of their family members dies, get very angry.
Oh, yeah. So when they go down, all of those things go fucking nuts. you rip that thing's throat out, and they all fucking are just like, and they all descend on this guy and just start tearing him apart on the ground. Like, literally just, it is a horrible, horrible mess right over there, because they just descend. And even fucking Red's like, yeah! Like, fucking stoked.
Joy.
Like piranhas.
Bloodlust.
Exactly.
Well, congratulations, you just became a red mist.
Exactly. Fucking, he did just get misted. So, next up, Sadoon.
You got this, Sadoon.
You got this.
I believe you got in you. This.
Pat her on the head.
Yeah, pat her on the head. Pat Areola on the head.
I'm going to.
With oh, I was going to say for Tosh.
Nope, don't hit that one.
I'm going to full action, or full attack.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just going to wail on her with my fists.
Oh, interesting.
Frustrated at this point, just punching. Just
drops fucking guns and it's like, fine!
Fine, I'll just punch you to death.
I think, like, Sadoon still has the garrote out and just, like, flicks her wrist to, like, get the garrote to wrap around their hand real quick and just Marble goes to town.
Fucking yep. Love it. I fucking love
Ooh,
it.
New die.
New die and...
Casey.
It's Casey. That's not gonna hit.
Casey. I'm sorry, it's just shy.
Yeah, well, you are minus four. That probably would have hit if you weren't.
Yeah, actually, yeah, probably. If he wasn't 90, minus four, yeah. So, yeah, unfortunately, yeah, you're like, doom, doom, fucking take a swing. But she's already on her back foot trying to, like, not get murdered by a giant lizard monster. So, she's kind of dancing and avoids your attacks, too. But seems like Vertosh kind of falls into, like a camaraderie fighting stance with you. So,
And because I took a full attack, I can move. I'm going to guarded step back.
Smart. Now you're using your abilities like that's using your dipstick, Jimmy. Fantastic. Next up, Yodastrilla freaked the fuck out with now Ikeshti behind them and one in front of them. Is going to reach out that hand and pull that fucking... you'll see that Sith disappears off the ground and reappears in their hand, and they come out and try to swing at the at Vertosh with a 12. What the fuck's Vertosh even got? Jesus Christ, that thing's actually got good armor. Holy shit. You know, it's funny, because I put that thing with actual stats, like, they're not gonna use this. But here we are. Okay.
Mistake.
Yulastrilla sucks. So next up is Red. Red, what's Red doing?
I don't know. What do you think? Would Red join the mist party over here?
That is completely up to you. I mean, he's pissed, mist, you know, he knows. He's not a dummy. Like, you know, he knows all these Aeon guards are part of the same group. You know, he's been betrayed by them already. He's already been, you know, used by them, captured by them, tortured by them. So, you know, he might want to eat that one.
He's the big brother, though.
That is true.
He's the big brother. So, yeah, he's going to shoot this one.
Sweet.
But he's aiming low.
Oh, for
really
the crotch.
Low. He's a bit vengeful.
Yep. Oh, I understand. I'd aim for the crotch, too.
That natural 20 had me, like...
I know, that would have been sweet. But a 14 for a 24 absolutely does hit. Give me that damage. If this thing survives, I'll be fucking amazed. There's no way. Actually, I don't think it's possible. Nope.
A 1?
You rolled a 1 and it still killed it. Yeah, it only had 2 HP. So, yep. Eddie, as you're standing there, you see a fucking beam shoot between your legs and fucking hit this guy in the crotch.
Careful! And... Shit!
He's just sitting there spinning the gun. And then all the other goblins are like, yeah! And everybody's excited. Love it. Oris, your turn, baby. Well, show me how it's done.
Well, I have to move because there's a giant wall lizard in front of me.
Yeah, sure is.
They do have cover because of that giant lizard.
Yay, lizard friend. For now. Oh, you guys
that
are
works?
Real close to the lizard. Interesting choice.
I think they're hoping that the lizard won't attack them.
I'm not so sure.
Mm-hmm.
Overcharge.
Show Sadoon once again how it's done.
So yep. That'd be 20 EAC.
Even the 18 hit for energy. Yeah, go ahead. So, how does it go down there, buddy?
You did not. I figured, why not?
How does it go down?
I mean, it's kind of a mercy killing.
Yeah, just getting torn apart by this thing. She's just like,
Yeah, so he's going to wait until she's in his clutches and just put one in the side of her head. Kind of just let her go limp.
That is actually very exactly how it happens, because that thing goes to grab and grabs her around both arms. The Sith falls to the ground, and it like a fucking like a horror movie. She starts lifting fucking Eelestrilla up and like rearing her jaws back and goes to bite down, and you put one through the side of her head just as she comes down and bites like the whole top part of like through up to her shoulders and just takes that off and just like rips that whole piece off and swallows it.
And he's just like, oh my god, Jesus.
And then it turns towards Ginger and goes,
what?
No, snow. And just walks over, picks her up, and throws her on her shoulder.
Ginger, no.
Ginger, if you want, you can roll up.
At least I'm keeping her distracted.
Ginger, you're going to have sex with her, Lizard.
No.
Look, anyone judge? It's all free love.
Oh.
No, I'm kidding. We're not going to have that happen.
No.
No non-consensual sex in this game.
Absolutely. Absolutely not.
But fade to black non-consensual sex. No, I'm kidding. So yeah, that thing grabs you, throws you on its shoulder. You can try to roll a reflex save if you do not want to be picked up.
No, I'm going to look at the other thing.
You probably should get up, start out of here. I'll follow.
Because I don't want, seeing as this, I don't want this rampaging monster to grow angry with the team.
You can do whatever you want to do. Like, I would say do a reflex save if you want to do a reflex save, but you could also, if you say you want to do like a diplomacy check or an intimidate check or something like that, feel free. Whatever you feel.
You know what? Ginger would try and do a diplomacy check.
Okay.
This thing. Be like,
we have a ship to get out of here. Then we can have some time alone.
Snow! And then it goes, dum, 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 dum. And sees Aristo!
Aristo!
Oh, no! Oh, he's a friend!
Oh. Is then when I can roll my diplomacy check?
Yes, you can absolutely do your diplomacy check.
Not that one.
Oh my god, I roll a 4 and I still get a 16.
Okay, no problem. We're gonna do a...
Do I have expertise in that? Nope, I've got expertise in bluff. Lying and intimidation.
You're good.
Okay.
I'm doing a sense motive. It does not have a point in sense motive. So, actually, doesn't it roll at a negative then? Doesn't it get like a negative 4 or something like that? So either way, yes. It absolutely, you're like, not that one. And it's like, snow, and just is cool. So, combat for now.
I am the safest person on the team right now.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okie dokie.
You can do all of your taunting.
My lizard bride is going to cart me off. We're going to have a delightful time.
Anything for snoo.
Okie dokie. So, you guys are now in the room, and all of the... this place has been taken down. Everybody lies dead. Only one gobbo got murdered. Everybody else is still alive. The big slug is kind of just squitching around. Yep, exactly. Not seemingly do anything. Just kind of back and forth trying to figure out what the fuck's happening.
Stop. I wish it would stop doing that.
The Rivener is... Vertosh is staring at Aristo, but... Like,
Aristo just slowly backs away. Like,
but it is eyeing up that door like it wants to rip it apart. And it will soon.
Flip.
thing has a negative 3 intelligent. And yeah, so as you open the door over there,
who that?
You see, finally,
you found who it is.
Finally, after all this time, you enter the small room and you see her. You see Sedona 17 strapped to a slightly inclined vertical table, wires hooked into her at various locations, including her temples, and the machine seems to be running some kind of current into her. You see her eyes flicker and her body tenses in these like rhythmic fashion, so you don't know what's happening, but whatever it's doing, it does not look pleasant.
Horace! He's gonna call for Horace.
Yep.
Okay.
Horace, I need you here now!
Okay, he's gonna leave this room then. Who's gonna check out her?
Okay. The three down here all kind of huddle up and are taking care of each other and trying to help each other out.
Need to get her off of that. Do what you gotta do.
Oh my. So, I mean, he's gonna try to figure out how to stop that ship from shooting into her first.
Yep, absolutely. Go ahead and give me engineering or computers, whatever you want to do. 35. Yeah, you know exactly how to shut it down. You just gotta flip the 360 Ruthermucker.
Goddamn Ruthermuckers.
Put the anti disembarker into the pro theremin regulator. And once you got that, it'll reverse engineer the proliferators.
Don't forget to hit the jib on the floor, Max.
Yeah.
Exactly.
You can give the flux capacitor a little slap.
You didn't need to roll a 35 for that. You knew you had to flip the jib on the floor max.
Yeah.
That's fucking even Sadoon knows to flip the jib on the on the floor max. Actually, that's not fair. I probably should have said Josie on that one or Ginger. I just assumed because I knew Scree had engineering. I know you had really good engineering. I knew Oris had ridiculous engineering. And I was like, I don't think Sedoon has high engineering. So I'll use that one. But I'm pretty sure Josie doesn't.
If Sedona's unhooked, he's going to pick her up.
Yes. So as you unhook her, it takes a couple seconds, but her eyes finally kind of like flicker back. And immediately she's kind of like, oh, is it now?
Your ride's here.
And then you see her kind of like taking in everything for a second, like very confused, completely confused for a second. And then it starts to dawn on her what's happening. And she's like, this is happening. And then she smiles right on time. Most reliable flake in the galaxy.
Well, we're not out yet, so.
Yeah. And she looks to Oris and she can kind of see Sedoon out there as well. I'm just like, it's good to see you all. Okay. And she kind of eases up out of the chair and she's a little weak, but she kind of like, you know, stretches herself a little bit. She's like, I can move.
Let's go.
Okay.
As soon as she's in the room from over my lizard wife's shoulder,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to wave and it's so nice to see you.
Well, if it isn't my little pretender, I'd know you anywhere.
And, just beaming from toothy ear to ear.
Scree looks up from the corpse, half blood face.
Half? Full blood face. You underestimate Scree.
Full blood face.
I love it.
The rage.
So she comes out, she joins you guys. But one thing she does mention, she's like, the things are fuzzy, but it's not here. It's the drive. It's not here. We can talk later. We can talk when we get out of here.
Well, that would be too easy.
Yeah. Can't have the end of the adventure here. But the three look to, the weird little bug creature. Again, one is a Sheeran, which is like an insect. One is an Ed Sheeran, exactly. The other, Mothkala, is a Vesk. So, lizard person.
Mm-hmm. Awesome.
And then Letramakanatamal is a Slivara.
An electric boogaloo.
And a is a Slivara. And essentially what it is like, it looks like a crustacean shell, like a crab shell, with like an ooze, like ooze limbs coming out of it. And yeah, even out of its eyes, like ooze stalks come up with like little balls at the top. Mm-hmm. Yep.
So a goostation.
What's that?
A goostation.
Yeah, a goostation? I like it.
Yeah, a goostation.
A goostation. I like it. So yeah, essentially. And I think you guys rolled some science on this, but you would know that it's like the shell is not part of it. It is like, that's what these things do. Is it's like a hermit crab. They find these like shells and wear them as like power armor.
Sure. Makes sense.
So yeah, but Mothkala turns to Sadoon as they walk up.
It's like, you have come to set us free. What? Why are you here? What brings you here?
Tomrin sent us.
And with that name, you see, like, all three of them kind of look at each other, and Mothkala, like, smiles. And it's like, I knew they would not leave us behind. Like, Sichik
will need help moving, but I do not know about the rest. It seems like you have made friends with the big angry one.
You could call it that.
Okay, that is, you are interesting people. I do not know this one very well. It does not communicate normally.
And they're talking to, they're kind of pointing at the giant caterpillar slash bug thing. And it's still kind of just wandering around. It doesn't seem to have any type of eyes. It just is kind of like wiggling around and maybe aimlessly a little bit.
Okay. He's gonna reach into his bag and pull out a cable line.
Okay. You can try to go lasso this thing.
You can put it on a leech.
Okay. So as you get closer to it, it's like you see it has these kind of tendrils that come off of it that
don't
look like
attack.
Little leaves.
Don't attack me, buddy. Please.
And you see that the leaves kind of wiggle towards you a little bit, and like towards your face. And as it they kind of like brush your face. But when you say, "Please don't attack me, buddy," it like kind of rears back a little bit, and you see its big bulbous head just kind of nod up and down a little bit. And then the little tentacles kind of, and it shakes its head a little bit, and then wiggles its little tentacles thingies.
He's going to say, "Follow me," and then take a step backwards.
Okay. It nods and starts moving. You will notice that it seems to be a very sturdy creature with a big flat back.
Oh, come on. All right.
Why did you say that? Why? Come on.
It's written in the book.
Hey, so now, you ever ridden a slug caterpillar?
Twice.
You want to again for the third time?
Those three look like they could use it more than me. I can move.
All right, you three hop on.
And the Mothkala
no,
helps.
It's all right. Just let him like tentacle your face a little bit. You'll be good.
Yeah, Mothkala like comes over and like. Like, kind of lets it talk after you tell it to do that. It kind of talks to be like, "May we?" And it kind of does that big bulbous head nod. And first, the two help Sichik up on its back because I said it's missing a leg and two of its arms. And then the other two pile on as well. And they are riding the giant slug.
He's going to walk over to Scree. You ready to go?
Let's move. My life is getting antsy.
He's gonna reach down and pick up the deceased goblin. I got him, buddy. He's coming with
Scree
us.
Scree just kind of like nods.
Let's go. And he'll.
Scree's like nodding at the others to, you know, let them know it's time to go.
Mm-hmm.
But then he stops and looks at the body And he's gonna like bend, like, body, quote unquote. He's gonna bend down and just spell as best he can D E D.
Fucking love it.
And leave.
Said it. You're dead. Called it before. Okie dokie.
So he'll have arms full of goblin corpse, I guess.
Oh. Actually, Scree's gonna head over here.
Okay.
Grab up the null space chamber.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Smart.
Oris is ransacking the office to see if there's anything they could use.
What, you want to put them in there? Store them in there?
Scree nods.
Oh, smart.
If you're all right with it.
So, ransacking the office, you don't really find a lot.
Might be set on the
Yeah, you look over and you do start going over like the logs of the prison itself, and you find that this place is like this wing is for the non-Aslanti, you know, creatures here. You notice that Sedona is not even mentioned on the the roster, like, or the registry of like prisoners. Like, her name's not even on there. Like, they were keeping her black site style or something like that. For some reason, didn't show up. You do, however, as you walk into that, you do happen to see that there is a Sith laying on the ground.
Oh, yeah. I guess I'll pick that up.
If and anybody wants to play with a Sith, it's known as Goblin Space in the Null Space Chamber. So I'll drop this into your inventory there, Oris. But it is known as the Embertide. And it has a flaming and called fusion on it.
Roll Tide.
Yep.
It has a flaming and a what? Oh, a called. Okay.
I also dropped in there I figured you'd pick up the pistol. There's a tri-laser tactical.
Yeah, he would.
That they dropped as well.
All right. Standing on the central counter.
Mm-hmm.
Scree's gonna be like, you know, all red. He's gonna grab out his dye grenade and slam it onto the ground next to him and just cover himself in pink painty glitter and go
for Stinkle.
For Stinkle. And they all even Red does it with you and he's like
Actually, Red's right there, so he's covered in pink glitter.
Exactly, half of it like sprays him too. But you look at him, and he couldn't be more proud in this moment to have fucking pink all over him. However, you see these goblins all fired up. They all just fucking pour into this little area and start ripping up everything of the consoles and shit. And you see them all just start piling things together and just tinkering and fucking ripping everything apart, and within like seconds all of them have these fucking makeshift shitty fucking laser pistols in their hands and they are ready to rock.
Ginger, can you get that door up?
Dear wife, would you clear the way?
And it's like and just fucking rips the doors off. And they just go flying in.
And the goblins are running.
Yep. So as you guys pour in, you see these Aslanti soldiers are like, you realize now that they didn't hear you in there. Like, that door was a blast door. Like, they didn't hear this shit going down in there. They knew stuff was weird. They didn't know why. And then the doors rip off and you guys come pouring out into the prison.
Ah!